humility and meekness are very hard to put into practice because it's contrary to what the world tells us. The world wants us to be the focal point of everything, to be the influence, to have power, to have wealth, to have prestige, and to have all the things that make us somehow feel special and feel like, quote-unquote, ourselves. To get all the attention instead of somehow becoming meek and humble. And as a matter of fact, this world tells us to be humble and meek is to be weak. However, I have learned much in my own spiritual journey that meekness and humility are two of the strongest qualities of a courageous, unpretentious, and holy people. Look at all the saints. They didn't have to prove themselves in order to be humble, in order to be meek. And as a matter of fact, the people who are the loudest, the people who are so vocal about everything, are the people who are agitated, small-minded, and as well as very insecure of themselves. Oftentimes, they would rather pick on other people, put other people down, or make themselves feel like they are the only one who are right. Look at all the politicians. Look at all the people who are around us, the celebrities, the influencers, or even the so-called newscasters. Their mouths are moving. They speak. But do they say anything? If you don't believe me, turn off the TV and turn it back on. Or mute the TV. Or just walk away a little bit and come back. You and I are not missing anything. Because they're just a repetition of the same thing, but in different ways. There's no substance, just words. Meekness and humility teaches us that we don't have to be pretentious. We don't have to prove who we are, because we already know who we are. Jesus was meek and humble because he knew who he is. The Son of the Father, the only begotten Son of the Father, came into this world to live like us in all things but sin, to show to us what it means to be children of God through the power and working of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus today tells us, come to me, all who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am meek and humble heart, and you will find rest for yourself. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Furthermore, St. Paul said in the second reading today, you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit, and the Spirit of God dwells within you. Therefore, we have to put to death the deeds of the body, and we will live. To live in the Spirit, to live in the truth, to live in Christ is hard, my brothers and sisters. And when Jesus asks us to take on his yoke, he doesn't ask us to carry it alone. As a matter of fact, when a farmer uses a yoke upon an animal, usually an oxen or like a beast of burden, the yoke had to be specifically made to fit that beast, to fit that oxen. Or else, if that yoke is not well fitted, what happened? It's going to scrape the shoulders and it's going to hurt the beast. So when Jesus said, take upon my yoke, it's his yoke specifically made for us. So that even though we're tired, even though we have to work, we're not alone. It's given to us. And Christ is carrying it with us. He labors with us. My brothers and sisters, rest is important even when we have to labor. And the sad part is that we don't know how to rest nowadays, because we're always on the go. We're always comparing ourselves, wanting more. But yet, we have a spending issue, we have a pride issue, or we have a humanistic greed issue. We're never content, because we're always restless. What does this mean, to rest? What does this mean to know that we need to rest, to reflect, to pray, to discern, and just to simply be with Him? When I was growing up in Vietnam, especially in the 80s, the communists were very adamant that each and every family had to show its sense of patriotism by how they will either have a picture of Ho Chi Minh, Stalin, and Marx in their home, all the great communist leaders in their home, or they cannot be trusted. When I was a child, I really didn't understand why, especially living with my mom and dad. And even at that moment when I was living with my grandparents, when my parents were too poor to take care of my brother and I, that why we never display any of those pictures inside our home. We have a small altar that have all the pictures of our ancestors, alongside with the Lord, the picture of the Sacred Heart, and Our Lady of Fatima. We have an altar. We have a home altar of our ancestors, as well at the Blessed Lord and the Blessed Mother, but not Ho Chi Minh, not Mao Zedong, not Marx or Lenin, but a picture of the people of our faith. And I remember we were interrogated by the local people's committee, or by other people, our neighbor, who wanted to show their patriotism so that they can climb up that ladder of trust, that social ladder with the Communist Party, that we were questioned many times why we don't have those things and why we have these ignorant religious items instead of the great leaders who have set us free from Western capitalism and enslavement. But my grandparents, my parents stood firm. We will not display those idols and images, the images of those that have been made by this world, but to display our faith. To believe in Christ, we have to be humble. We have to be sincere of heart, and we have to be meek. And that also means that at times we have to be willing to make the sacrifice in knowing that choosing Christ, choosing our faith, we will lose the opportunities in this world, but we will find rest in Him. To tell you the truth, as a child, I questioned why my grandparents, my parents just didn't go along so that we would have a better life. We were poor. We didn't have anything. And I wish so much why they didn't do that when I was a young child. But looking back, it took a lot of courage, took a lot of humility. It took a lot of meekness to know who they were, and they won't sell themselves to the government, to communism, or to anything less. They were faithful to Christ. So, my brothers and sisters, my question to you as well. Are you faithful to the one who loves you? Have you and I taken the time to find rest in the Lord? How are we working our Sunday? Are we still chasing after sport, after all these things? Are we always restless? Have we skipped church for sport, for entertainment, or for lesser things? Or are we coming to church distracted, focused on other things? Are we still living in the flesh? How are we finding rest in the Lord? The Lord said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." How can we learn if we never taken the time to sit down to pray with Him? To grow in holiness, in love, in sanctity, in truth. All of you who are labor and are burdened, He will give you rest. But we have to find Him. We have to take His yoke upon us. My brothers and sisters, let go of what's holding back. Let go of all the lies of the things of this world. Hold on to Christ. There will be daily burdens, daily struggle, daily trials, daily ups and downs. Life will continue to be hard, but we can always find rest in Him. No one can rob that away from us. Keep holy the Lord's day, my brothers and sisters. Don't let anyone tell us otherwise. Keep holy the Lord's day. Let the Lord speak unto us and let us learn how to rest in Him. Turn off the TV. Stop listening to all of the news, all of the commentators, or whoever you're listening to. Turn it off. They're just saying words that really mean nothing. If you don't believe me, just mute the TV. Just walk away a little bit. You come back, nothing really changed. They're just words. Words that agitate. Words that insinuate. Words that don't give life. Only Christ Jesus will give us that life, and we have to find rest in Him. I pray for you. Please pray for me. And my invitation for you is this: write down the 5 things that keep you occupied right now. Cut down one of them, at least one of them. And make some time for prayer. Make some time for rest, so that we find rest in Him and know how much He loves us, so that we become more meek and humble each day.